just a great song. And I tell you what, I am so thankful. And I don't, if y'all don't share this enough or say it enough, you ought to. And I know I don't. But I am thankful so much for Abby. Just think, you could be listening to me every week. That'd be terrible. But I mean, Abby, I'm just very, very thankful that that you're a part of this assembly and that that you take the time and prepare. And I mean, it just, it means a lot. And it needs, we need to recognize those things that you take the time out of doing that. So we really appreciate it. Great song. When I sat there and I was listening to that song, and I don't know why, just some days you're that way, some days you're not. Maybe some days you're thinking right, and some days you're not. But I sat there and I thought about, sometimes we can get so so much caught up into trying to be serious, and I don't know if that's the right word. I guess there, a lot of times, if you're not careful, you miss a lot of the joy that a song or that words say, and how much, I mean, that song had so much truth that it's a rejoicing to know that our God was mighty to save. I mean, that is something that if we ever just thought about enough, sometimes I don't think we think enough, and we miss the joy or the rejoicing that I believe we ought to be people that rejoice in knowing what we know and knowing the truth. And so, I don't know, sometimes songs will hit you and songs will bring things out for some people that it won't for others. Or you can reflect on, it can have you feel a certain way, it can move you emotionally. And there's nothing wrong with being emotional. There's nothing wrong with having feelings. If I wasn't emotional or I didn't have feelings, I would have the worst relationship ever with my family and with my wife. And so sometimes if you're not careful, we can take things that can make you happy, things that can make you cry, and not let them be an important part of your life, and they are. But when it comes to truth and knowing the Word of God, that is the most important thing. But all those things bring out feelings. A lot of people say, well, if you just study the Word and you just read the Word and you don't, you know, there's nothing wrong with becoming emotional over Scripture. There's nothing wrong with having feelings over Scripture. Where it becomes a problem is where you make those emotions as in what your need is. Where you make those feelings as in what your need is. And you make those feelings to be truth when the Word is truth. Does that make sense? I mean, but sometimes I sit here and I hear a song or I see words that they'll still move me. Doesn't mean I'm not moved by emotions. I'm not moved by feelings. If we ever get that way, then we miss the part of rejoicing in what our Savior's done. We miss the part of rejoicing in the fact that He has conquered the grave, that He is mighty to save, that He has changed our lives. And so I think it's okay to become emotional over things that we see that remind us of what our Savior's done. So that was for you, for however you take it, it don't matter. But that song just means a lot to me. It just says a lot. I want to talk about some things on good news. Good news that we have this morning. And I want to reflect it in a way that sometimes we miss the good news that we have. If you have trusted in what Christ did at the cross, tell you what, let's just go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 real quick. First Corinthians chapter 15. This is good news. Chapter 15, verse 1. This is the Apostle Paul, and he says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, the good news, the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand." It is your standing. Okay? Verse 2. "By which also..." Why is it your standing? Well, it's by which also you're saved. It's the very fact of where our God is mighty to save. And there's a way that you are saved. And it's wherein ye stand. He says, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. Well, he's about to tell what he preached unto you and what saves you, unless you just think it's meaningless, unless you just, yeah, I've heard it and it doesn't mean anything. Okay? And this is what he said. For I delivered unto you first of all, he even gives right at the beginning, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Doesn't matter